Wednesday, the 7th of August. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today I want to read us another story. And I've chosen to read another one of the stories from Mello's Kingdom by Thuli Madonsela and Wenzile and others who participated in writing it. So let's have a listen and hear about the foolish leopard. So, all of the stories in this book, if you remember, start off with a Bible quote. Keep your eyes focused on what is right and look straight ahead to do what is good. Be careful what you do and always do what is right. And don't turn off the road of goodness. Keep away from evil paths. So that's from Proverbs 4, 25 to 27. And then we've got a lovely African saying, He who will swallow udala seed must consider the size of his stomach. So let's see how the proverb and the saying fit together in the story. The Foolish Leopard. Queen Zinga, Mello, and some of her friends went camping. It was a dry season in the area, and there was not much food on the trees. Ganga the monkey suggested, "Let's drink a lot of water while we look for more food. It can be dangerous if it is so hot and we don't drink anything." Queen Nzinga said, "I agree, Ganga. We must all keep cool and hydrated by drinking enough water." As Queen Nzinga was explaining, she gave Mello and every animal friend the same amount of food. The nuts and berries she handed out were meant to last throughout the whole camping adventure. Tambo the lion and Winnie the leopard were not very happy with only drinking water and eating nuts and berries because they normally ate a lot of meat. In the late afternoon, the sun was still so hot that it made it difficult to walk out of the shade. Queen Nzinga said, "Would you all please stay together while we put up camp? It is better if we all know where the others are, especially since nighttime is coming." Mello and Ganga went off to catch some fish in the nearby stream, lounging in the water to cool off. Meanwhile, Tambo and Winnie were getting more and more agitated. "This isn't fair," Winnie said. "Don't they know I'm a leopard? I need meat." "I know," Tambo said, "but what can we do?" "Let's go look for some food deeper in the jungle," suggested Winnie. "Zinga said it might be dangerous," Tambo said. "What are you afraid of? We are the two biggest cats in this jungle. We'll be fine if we go together," Winnie said. "I guess you're right," and off they went into the jungle without telling anyone that they were leaving. Tambo and Winnie soon came across a group of gorillas. The gorilla chief greeted the lion and the leopard. "Welcome to my land, strangers. Is there something you need?" Winnie said, "We are hungry and we need meat." Gorilla Chief did not like what he was hearing. He was afraid that the two big cats would try to steal their food or put them in danger, so he came up with a sneaky plan. Gorilla Chief showed Winnie and Tambo around his land. When they got to a big thorn tree near the chief's cave, they saw some juicy steaks. They started drooling at the thought of eating them. Gorilla Chief knew this would happen, so he said, "We are having a party tonight, and we are preparing the food for a few special guests." Gorilla Chief started talking to a nearby gorilla, and they walked off. "I have to take care of a matter. Please excuse me." He left Winnie and Tambo alone with the juicy steaks. Winnie licked her lips. "Can you believe our luck? We can eat these steaks and run away before the chief gets back." Tambo said, "No, we mustn't. This is not our food. I'm hungry too, but it would be wrong to steal." Winnie cried, "I don't care. I'm just too hungry to sit and look at this food and do nothing about it." Tambo tried to stop her, but Winnie got to the meat and started eating it. Tambo pleaded with his leopard friend to stop, but Winnie just carried on. Gorilla Chief was watching from his cave nearby, along with all the animals from his land. He had called the animals to safety as soon as he had spotted the leopard and the lion in his territory. Gorilla Chief and his friends chased Winnie beyond the horizon, where she was never seen again. Then the chief said, "Thank you, Tambo, for not giving in to hunger and for controlling yourself and trying to stop winning. Thank you for showing kingly integrity." Back at the camp, Queen Zinga had set Ganga to go and find the two cats. He moved through the trees and quickly found them. He rushed back to camp and said to Nzinga, "I found Tambo by Gorilla Chief's cave. Come follow me." The campers joined the chief and all the other animals, where Tambo was honored for his decision not to steal, even though he was very hungry and much stronger than most of the other animals. Queen Zinga said, "I'm so proud of you, Tambo. You did the right thing. From now on, you will be known as the king of the jungle because of your integrity." Mela asked, "But what will happen to Winnie?" And Zinga said, "Winnie was given a choice, and she chose to do wrong. She stole from Gorilla Chief. Winnie will have to suffer the consequences of her actions." Back at the camp, Mela and her friends discussed the lessons they had learned about actions having consequences and about doing the right thing even when no one is watching. Dear Father God, please help me to think about whether my actions will have good or bad consequences. Help me to act honestly and wisely. And thank you for forgiving me whenever I make a bad choice and am sorry. Amen.